Tonight's episode of Grey's just may have been the heaviest episode ever. Joe and her mom both break their silence after all these years. Little Tuck may not be so little anymore. And Abby shares a traumatic experience that we all can kind of relate to. This is Grey's Anatomy. Stay tuned.
You're tuned in to AfterBuzz TV, the ESPN of TV talk. Now, let the buzz begin.
Welcome back, everyone. As I said earlier, this is one of the heaviest episodes ever.
Crazy episode.
So my energy may not be as lively or as up there. If you're tuning in for the first time, I'm Elena. And to my left, I have Benny, who is so excited to join the panel. Benny is new to the Grey's Anatomy panel, and he's going to bring great perspectives because, like all of us, he's a super fan.
I am a huge, huge fan of Grey's Anatomy. This is my first show. I am very excited to be on the panel. And yeah, I can't wait to talk.
What an episode to come in on. Like, if you're going to come in mid-season, this is just a very hard episode to come into.
This was definitely, in all of the years that I've been watching the show, this was the hardest hitting episode that I have ever seen. It was intense. I'm still trying to just digest it and get over just everything that happened. It was crazy.
So we're going to break down everything that happened in this episode. Make sure that you're thinking about your cure for the special segment. And we have Grey's Anatomy memes coming up for you, as well as some news and gossip. So you want to stay tuned into this conversation. But I totally agree with you, Benny. Like, so you guys know that usually I'm the joke. Like, well, so this is an intro to you too. Usually I'm the jokester on the panel. Right. And I find ways to laugh at every episode.
This definitely wasn't the case for this episode, though.
And it's not even that it wasn't the case. Like, as throughout the seasons, 15 seasons, there has been a lot of tears. There has been a lot of things on Grey's that have really just brought us all to tears.
Right, right.
I never have actually physically cried during the 15 seasons.
I even got emotional. Like, this was so tough. It was so graphic, and it was so real. And I feel like it's something that they really haven't done before. And that's what I really liked.
I mean, so let's just put it out there. Overall thought is, this was a turn for this season for me. I did not expect it to turn this way. Yes, we were going to get the story with Joe and her mom. And yes, we were going to get into a little bit, like, we knew it was going to be heavy. Mm-hmm. But when it comes to the story with Abby and the physical, like,
right,
all of it put together was a little.
I was not expecting
too
that.
Much.
I was not expecting that whatsoever. It was just like a huge bunch of emotions hitting me.
So let's dive right into Joe and her mom. How did you feel about that? How do you feel about that conversation? How it was executed? What were your general thoughts about that situation?
When I first saw Joe's mom, I was like, okay, they're finally meeting. Hopefully it'll be a good reunion. I know it's going to be a little awkward, but when she first met her, it just seemed like she wanted nothing to do with her. So that's when I was like, okay, she's wrong for doing this. You know, her daughter has gone out of her way to try and meet her, and she's kind of just brushing her off. But then as the episode started moving forward, more layers start coming off, and you start seeing that, you know, she had her own issues. Mm-hmm. When she had Joe. And so when we found out that she was raped also, you know, that was just like, they've both gone through this experience. You know, this is intense. And it seemed like Joe kind of understood what was going on. But at the same time, she was still mad that her mom gave her up because she still had options.
And she had a right to be upset. So with Joe and her mom, whose name is Vicky, it was interesting to me because I totally felt where Joe was coming from. I understand her being mad, especially walking into the situation. I wasn't surprised, though, for her mom to say that she was raped when she got pregnant with Joe. I called it in my prediction.
I was shocked.
I called it in my prediction last episode. If you guys are in the chat, if you remember, it's loading. I'm having a little trouble pulling it up, but we definitely want to hear from you. One, give us your overall thought about the Joe and her mom situation. And two, let me know if you remember, like, when we went through predictions last week, did any of you see this coming? Because Grey's gave us a sensory advisory. Mm-hmm. Saying, warning, it's going to be something.
Right.
So when they gave us the warning, I automatically just thought it was going to be Joe and her mom. I didn't even think that it would be another factor that they would add into that, which was phenomenal.
Right, right.
So trying to wrap my head around all of that, even with Joe and her mom, I understood where her mom was coming from, but we have been married to Joe as a person, as a character on the show. So it was really hard for me to take a side.
I kind of went towards the mom side.
Really?
Before I was all with Joe. Mm-hmm. But just after hearing her story, it was tough, you know? She was raped. Joe's father is the rapist. Mm-hmm. And it was just so intense to watch. She didn't know what to do with her life. Her self was taken away from her once that moment happened. And at the same time, I do get where Joe is coming from, but I still understand where her mom is coming from also.
Well, that's a very interesting perspective. And I think part of it is, though, even when we were watching it, you were trying to digest what it was. Right. So I don't even know why I'm naturally, I don't know, in tune with the conversation that they were having. Mm-hmm. So I'm not going to say that I'm against Joe's mom. I definitely was there and I understood her story and I sympathized.
She's definitely in the wrong for what she did, but she still has some type of reason for why she did it.
Yeah, so I don't feel like anyone is necessarily wrong or right because of their stories. Mm-hmm. But I definitely do lean one way or the other. And I just want to know what you guys think. So do you feel like Joe's mom was in the wrong? Do you sympathize with her more? Do you understand both sides? Let us know so that we can talk more about it. I guess my point of view is just none of us can really know what it's like to go through the situation that Vicky has gone through.
Exactly.
So I've never had to have sacrifice a child because of the resentment because that child came from a rapist.
Right.
You know what I mean? So I can't say, oh, Joe's mom's wrong for this. However, in the conversation, Joe made up a good point. Like, because you can tell that Joe felt for her mom, her birth mom, but naturally she's upset because she had a very hard life.
Right.
And Joe literally said, if you were going to do that, like, that's fine, but at least find me a home for someone to love me. Like, exactly. Put me up for adoption. That's not the problem. It's not that you left. It's that you threw me away like trash.
No, I agree. I completely agree. And one thing I really like about Joe is she is such a strong woman. She is such a strong character. She's been through so much in her life, and she's been able to pick herself up, get on the right track. And again, I think that's why there's still part of her saying to her mom, you know, why couldn't you do this? Why couldn't you do that? Because look at me. Look at where I am now. She even said to her mom, you know, I have a good life. I have a good job. And before all that, I was coming from complete crap.
Yeah.
But she was able to lift herself up and go in the right direction.
So we have some people in the chat who are agreeing. Fantastic Family of Interest said it would have been better if she'd taken her to an adoption agency, but she's not wrong for giving her up. And I totally agree with that. Like, mm-hmm. So again, I don't think that there's any right or wrong. This is hard. Like, this is...
Oh, it's very hard. It's a tough decision to go through.
And these are some people's real stories, which is why we love Grace. Because they're always finding a way to bring us in, make us feel like we're seen and like we're heard, because I know a few people who've been in this situation.
Exactly. And this episode came at such an important time with what this country is going through, you know, with the Me Too movement and everything else going on. So it was a great piece to watch and just to try and understand, like, if you don't really know anything about what happens to people who are sexually assaulted or who are raped, this was the perfect episode to watch just to see the emotions that people go through.
So what I can say is, though I'm like, you know, on the fence in between and very much so sympathize with Joe, Vicky had a moment in their conversation where she talked about having been raped, what the situation was when her life changed, when she lost her mind, and mm-hmm. Joe took offense to it because she was like, you mean when I was born?
Right.
And she was like, no, when I was raped. And I think that depending on how we all grow with the show, mm-hmm. we can be a little skewed in how we see, in our perspective of how we see the situation, because we love Joe so much and we want to see her win and we want to see her happy. But on the other hand of that, we cannot completely disregard what Vicky went through and what she's feeling and how it is to see Joe again.
Right. Because she said something where she said the whole 9 months she was pregnant, she was a completely different person. That rape completely turned her. It took away all of her happiness. It took away, you know, the woman that she once was. But I did like when she said, the moment I became myself again is when I gave birth to you. Yeah. And that was, I had to like, suck it up, Benny.
I was so nervous that she was going to say, you were born, and I didn't feel the immediate connection.
I thought she was going to say that. And as soon as she said that, I was like, thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you.
So that definitely was a positive from the conversation. At least, you know, Joe now has the information where she can say, well, my mom did love me, mm-hmm. but she couldn't stand the sight of me. She couldn't face me. And I understand. And Joe even revealed, you know, a secret that none of us knew.
No, I was like, wait, did I miss this?
And I tried to sit and think. So it's about her abortion. Please let us know in the chat room if you remember this ever coming up. Because she said that this was the first time that she had ever brought in it to our attention.
And I do not remember her saying that whatsoever in any previous episodes.
I vaguely remember something. And I don't know if I just remember her being abused and being kicked, like when her rib was broken. Mm-hmm. And I'm assuming, like, because that's when she said she was pregnant at the time. She was 7 weeks pregnant or whatnot. So I don't know if I'm remembering the part where she was abused. Right. Or if I made up the part that she was pregnant, or if this was new to me. Right. But for her to even have that vulnerable moment and to share it with Vicky in that moment, like, Joe's grown.
And I think the reason why she shared that with her mom, I think it's because she sees a connection. She sees that her mom went through what she went through mm-hmm. in the past. She knows the hurt that she had when it all happened.
So why do you think she's having such a hard time being back from the trip and communicating with Karev?
It's just, it's a hard thing to deal with. You know, it's a rush of emotions that she's going through. One, she meets her mom for the first time. Two, she finds out that, you know, her mom really doesn't want anything to do with her. Three, she finds out that her father raped her mother. So it's all these emotions that she needs to deal with. And I think she's going to need to just deal with that on her own. Even though she loves Karev like no other, this is something that she needs to battle. This is a demon that she needs to battle by herself.
I think that was a twist for me, because Joe and Karev have gotten so strong and they've shared so much about their past, their families, what they've both have gone through individually. So it was interesting to me that she came back from such a heavy trip. Like mm-hmm. she's going through a lot of emotions. She's thinking about a lot of things and she's not in a rush to run into Karev's arms. And that's just
She
shouldn't be. And she doesn't have to be. And Meredith mentioned that, like, at the end of the episode when she was like, you tell your story when you're ready. Absolutely.
Right.
But with the dynamic between the two of them that I'm used to, I'm worried that, I mean, obviously it's going to cause a certain wedge.
Right.
But I think that this would really test Karev to see, okay, what type of husband are you really?
Right.
When you know you did nothing wrong and there's nothing that you can do to fix this. She doesn't want you to do anything mm-hmm. about it. How are you going to react to it?
And this is going to be really confusing for him, because he's used to being that guy who is the supporter, the guy who is there to have a shoulder to cry on. Mm-hmm. You know, he's there to help her out. So he can't do that. So now it's like he has to be the person to step back in order to be the good husband.
Right.
And he doesn't know how to do that. Or I don't think he's going to know how to do that.
What's crazy is he also no longer has the distraction of being interim chief, because it just so happened that all these things are happening today. Joe's having a rough day. She just got mm-hmm. back from her trip. And it also was his last day as chief.
Right, right.
So now he's going to have all of this free time. And I feel like he's going to really try to pry. I guess that's my fear. My fear is that he's going to try to pry.
Oh, he's definitely going to pry.
You think
Hands
so?
Hands down. He's not going to let that. And then it's not good TV. He's not going to let it go and be like, oh, okay, I want you to solve your problems by yourself. This is going to be a huge test for their relationship. And I also think her good friend, I'm blanking on his name.
Link. That's my buddy.
they're going to get a stronger connection, because Link, he knows Joe on a deeper level
right.
than Karev. And Karev is going to be like, well, why are you letting Link in and not me?
Well, I mean, maybe. That's possible. We can save that for a prediction, possibly, mm-hmm. because from what I'm sensing right now, just with Joe telling Karev to, like, go celebrate with Meredith or something, I just think she needs time. And yeah, I think I think he's going to surprise us and really be supportive, because he has been surprising us this entire season as far as the character of a man that he is. So maybe, I think my only thing is I want, and this could be selfish of me, I just want her to be able to deliver that, like, you know, without barking at him scratching him. And I guess you really don't know how you're going to react in these situations, mm-hmm. but I kind of want her to be like, look, babe, not right now. I really need space until I could get my mind straight.
Right. And you know what? After this is all over, I do think Joe is going to come out of this much stronger woman. You know, we're so used to seeing her as this, you know, happy, peppy person. Mm-hmm. And this episode, it was a completely different Joe. So I think she's just going to have to go through her battles and become, you know, that strong woman that she knows that she can become.
Absolutely. Well, before we move on to the next topic, we just really want to thank you guys for making us the ESPN of TV Talk. And we so love being at AfterBuzz. It means a lot to us, but we can still really use your help. So if you're watching at home on YouTube, please go ahead and hit the subscribe button so that you can receive notifications about all of these wonderful conversations, especially about our favorite shows, Grey's, and other TV dramas. Go ahead and hit the thumbs up if you're enjoying this conversation. And if you like Benny as a new addition to our panel, if you're listening on iTunes, go ahead and give us a 5-star rating. That could really, really help us in our and boost our ratings and help bring more fans who love our show together. Being at AfterBuzz means a lot, and to have this experience where I get to share my heart over TV that I love, over characters that I have grown to adore, and I can't imagine doing anything else. So thank you so much. We so appreciate you. And yeah, hit the subscribe button. And I mean, because when you leave out of the environment of Grey's, so when you're watching an episode and you leave from it and you try to talk to your friends about it or anyone else,
right,
it's not the same.
Oh, it's not. It's definitely
not. It's not the same. So outside of Joe and her mom, we get into a very hard patient in the hospital, Abby. Abby comes in and she tries to be very nonchalant and quiet about her situation.
It was as if she was almost just numb.
Yeah.
She was just numb from everything. Even what she was listening to, it just seemed like she could barely hear anything.
Mm-hmm. I love that the show kind of zoned it out for us too.
Yes.
Like, we heard the muffled talking, so we didn't know what was going on.
We could feel what she was going through.
How do you feel about that whole situation? Because I remember you, when we watched it together, and obviously mm-hmm. it was a lot of information and a lot was going on. So overall, how do you feel about...
I think the writers did a phenomenal job with this. You know, like I said before, I've never seen an episode like this where they gave you so much information about what happens when someone is sexually assaulted or raped. They went into full detail, like what goes on when with the rape kit, mm-hmm. which I had no idea. And so that was a learning lesson for me. And it was very detailed. It was very graphic. And I just thought it was a great thing to watch and to be informed about. And it was tough. I'm not going to lie. It was very tough to watch. There were some uncomfortable moments, but after watching that, I just had a great appreciation just to learn and see what happens.
Right. Pam in the chat room says this was hard. The damage on Abby's body. Whoa.
And it was intense.
I can relate to that, because as we saw the bruising and she unraveled the scarf. And so this is where I got choked up. When I saw the bite mark on her shoulder, it was so intense. It was so in depth that I didn't even have to see the assault to feel the intensity of the pain and what she had gone through. And even Abby was being really strong about it. Like, she was shaking up.
I loved that part. As soon as Abby saw the bruises, you could see it in her face. She was like, I got you. I've been through this.
When Joe saw her bruises.
Yeah, when Joe saw her bruises, you could see it in her face. You know, she was like, I got you. I've been through this. I'm going to help you out. I know what you're going through.
The fact that this is Joe's first patient coming back from her mom after her mom just told her that she was assaulted, and Joe to be in that position and be supportive to Abby, to say, I'm not going to let you go. I'm going to be right here. And even to communicate with her in a way where she shared some of her stuff so that Abby can see a full circle and say, okay, yes, I want to do the rape kit.
Right, right.
And even with that whole thing, so you were talking about how you didn't know how intense it got with the rape kit. I knew all of that, but what I didn't know is that every step of the way, the patient or the victim has to give consent.
Yeah.
That makes it so much harder.
Right. You're pretty much saying, you know, I give consent to this and that, and it was tough.
Every step of the way, you have to remember exactly what happened to you, because they're going to go to your arm and they're going to measure this bruise. And every time they move to a different part of your body, I'm sure a flashback is
playing.
You're
remembering every single thing that happened to you.
And you have to constantly say yes. Yeah, like, are you ready? Yeah, that was intense. I mean, again, thank you to the show writers because wow, but also ouch.
And another thing that just really spoke out to me was that she felt that people wouldn't believe her because she didn't want to do the rape kit at first. And she didn't think people would believe her. She was thinking that her husband thought she was going to cheat on him.
Yeah.
So
the whole victim blaming monologue that Abby had was right on. So one, being that it's Women's History Month, bravo for that monologue. And especially when she was getting ready to go into the OR and all of the women were in the hallway.
Amazing.
That showed amazing support. That was right on time for what we're dealing with. Mm-hmm. It was just a community and it was a build up. And Teddy mentioned to Joe that, you know, that should be protocol because it's so traumatic.
Right.
But going back to Abby and her just talking about victim blaming, everything she said was true. As a woman living, walking the street, going day to day, you have to be cautious of if you are assaulted or molested, that people are going to say, oh, well, you were asking for it, or your skirt was too short, just as Abby said in the show, or you had too many drinks, or like, or you were flirting with him at first. And it's like, I could be a woman and still be all of me and not be asking for anything. It doesn't matter if I was flirting with you, going back to,
it's still not right.
Going back to Vicky's situation. Mm-hmm. It's not right.
Right. And another thing that I really loved about that scene was when she was walking down about to get surgery, all the women were around her and they were women of all different sizes, all different races. And I kind of felt that was telling us, you know, this happens to everyone. Rape does not discriminate.
Shonda!
It happens to everyone.
You did it.
That gave me chills.
Yeah.
It gave me literal goosebumps. And I was just like, what else is going to come next after this?
I mean, but okay, so Abby victim blamed, but even her explaining how she didn't want to do the rape kit because the rape kit would sit in the back of a police station and et cetera. That's also the reality of a lot of women. Sometimes I don't want to go forward because it's going to be so much harder and I'm going to have to really relive the process, but no one's going to be on my side. No one's going to believe me. No one's going to actually take a stance for me and bringing justice to the situation.
Right. And in their mind, they're probably saying, you know, why go through all that problem, all those problems where I could just bury it, try and forget about it. But, you know, it's never going to go away.
Ever.
It's even after, you know, you fight it, it's still going to be, that's always going to be something a part of you, unfortunately.
This was literally, this was my favorite episode this season.
Oh, hands, I am going to be brave enough to say this was my favorite episode of the series.
I mean, oh.
Yeah.
Okay.
This was an amazing, amazing episode.
Granted, it was heavy, but you want the episodes that pull your heartstrings, that get you down and out, that get you angry, that make you want to stand up and fight for your reality and the truth behind that.
There were just so many different emotions. You were happy, you were sad, you were angry, and that's what makes a good show, to get those emotions, to feel what those characters are feeling.
Even with Quadri. So Quadri had a moment when she was in the room with Abby and Joe, and Abby was showing her bruises, and Quadri grabbed a blanket and kind of covered her up because she was getting choked up a bit. It was almost so bad that she couldn't even look at it. And in that moment, I wonder, you know, how many people are going through things or have certain bruises, and sometimes we just can't take it. Like, Quadri was really quiet about it, and she handled it very well, and even Joe gave her eye signals. But also, this is her job, and she can't even bear.
Exactly. It's tough. It is a tough thing to watch. It is a tough thing to see someone going through that or to hear someone who's gone through that. But one thing I really liked is all the women in this episode, they stood together. They were helping each other out. And that's what you have to do. When someone is in that situation, the best thing you can do is just to be there for them the best way possible.
I definitely felt supported as a woman. So if any women are in the chat room, let me know if you felt supported. And I also really just love that in the end, Abby was strong enough and courageous enough to want to share the story, to just get it all out and tell her story, to even call her husband and to see him by her side.
And I felt that emotion there also. I know she was scared to do that. She was terrified because, you know, we don't have that much of a backstory on her. But I would assume, you know, they're in love.
Right.
They're married. And, you know, she's in the back of her head. She's probably saying, what if he leaves me?
Mm-hmm. And she did. She was concerned. Mm-hmm. She was like, what if he thinks that I cheated on him and I was trying to cover it up? And on the flip side of that, we also got in the process of that, we got Tuck, who's all grown up. I can't believe he's that big.
When is the last time we've seen him?
I can't even remember. But he's huge.
Yeah.
And he's dating or talking.
They grow up so fast.
He's talking or dating, whatever you call it these days, as Bailey said. Mm-hmm. But then Ben is giving him the talk.
Right.
And he's giving him the talk while we're seeing scenes of Abby.
Right.
And that hit me to my core.
Right. Okay, so I really like that part. That was an amazing part. The beginning where we first see Tuck, Ben, I was a little confused because we have this huge, important storyline.
Right.
And then we're going to Tuck and hearing about, you know, how he's, you know, an adolescent. He's not the best of teenagers. And so I was confused because I was like, why are we showing this? It's kind of taking away from, you know, this heavy storyline. But then towards the end, they pieced it together.
I agree. So in the beginning, I had no idea where they were going to plug in Bailey, Ben, and Tuck.
Right.
But the way they plugged them in.
Amazing.
Was perfect. And let me tell you why. I feel like when we look at women's stories of women who were molested, assaulted, physically abused, whatever the case may be, we look at the opposite, the abuser, as a monster. And we forget that these monsters were raised by people or not raised by people, should I say. So to see Ben have that conversation with Tuck and to try to raise him up right, it was like, if we had more of this, how many more of our abusers could not be monsters? Like, how many less abusers would we have in the world?
Because you're not born as a rapist.
Right.
You're not born as an abuser. And honestly, it starts with the parents. You have to have that talk with your kids. You know, this is how you treat women. This is what you don't do to women. If a woman doesn't consent, then she doesn't consent. And I really loved how that was brought forward with that.
The analogy I honestly may have to use, and I don't know if it's because I'm a sports fanatic, but before I get into the analogy that Ben used, I kind of want to know the other analogies that are used to kind of describe consent. Mm-hmm. But when he used a game and said, just like timeout, no matter what's about to happen, no matter if you're about to score, no matter how happy you are, if the ref says timeout,
it's timeout.
That was perfect.
Yeah.
Have you ever had the talk?
Oh, of course.
What was, like, the analogy? Was it the bird? Oh, no, that's sex. But as far as, like, consent, I guess.
For me, it was just straightforward. You know, this is how you treat a woman. You treat her with respect. You don't disrespect her. She's always right. it was just very simple and straight to the point.
I'm so grateful that Bailey allowed Ben to have that moment with Tuck because she could have wanted to overpower it or say, no, I need to have this talk. But to see it coming from another man was impactful.
Exactly.
And I think it's why fathers are important. to be in children's lives, because there are some things that can be communicated from a father to a son.
Right.
And a mother can also communicate it just as well. But the chemistry that I saw while watching it, from my personal opinion, was this is why it's important.
I felt that it was better to see Tuck's father explain that to him more than Miranda.
Stepfather. I know, I forget sometimes. So I'm like, ah.
I felt it was just way more impactful than if Miranda did it. Even though it still would have been good, it was just way more impactful with him saying it.
All right, well, let's move into our cure. Special segment, The Cure. Do you have your cure? Have you thought about it?
I have it. Mine is very, very simple. It's...
Where's our cure jingle?
I like that. That was really cool. Mine is really simple. It's when they ask Abby if she's ready. And she says, yes, I am. And I really like that because, you know, she wasn't just saying, I'm ready to go into surgery. She was saying she's ready to take control of her life again. She wants her life back. Wow. She wants to be the woman that she once was. And they gave me chills when I heard that.
What a great... I didn't think of it like that.
So
that's a great perspective.
Right?
Yeah,
it's
that's
so
amazing.
Simple.
I want to know your cure. If you are watching live and in the chat room, please go ahead and comment it now. My cure was the moment that Joe had with Abby when Joe said to her, you know, I can't imagine what you're... When Abby didn't want to do the rape, when she didn't want to get examined, and Joe was saying, I can't imagine what you're going through or what it may have been like, and Joe shared her story. And then she said, but one day you may change your mind, and I want you to have all of the resources and everything that you need in case you decide that later down the line you want justice. And that was the cure for me, because I feel that we all go through so many things,
right,
and we never really have someone in our corner for us.
Exactly.
So when we get to that point of, dang, I kind of wish I did do it so that I could put him away, it's too late.
Right.
So I love that moment, that support.
And I felt like when the abuse was happening to Joe, she didn't really have anyone in her corner. So now she sees this other woman, so she can be that person to be in her corner and to help her out and say, look, this is what you can do. If you don't want to speak up now, at least do this. And then if you decide to later, you have all the resources available for you.
Yeah.
And I don't think anyone really told Joe that.
Right. And she's learning and she's going through her process. Mikey in the chat says that his cure was when Teddy said to Joe, what you did today was not protocol and it should be. And I agree. And I think a lot of people in the chat are agreeing with that. Mm-hmm. And Sebastian said that the entire episode was a 40-minute long cure. And I'm here for that, too.
Yes.
It kind of was.
Amen to that. It was. I completely agree with that. You know, you, like I said, you learned so much from this episode. It was crazy.
And I do hope that people start kind of paying attention and helping women feel more comfortable and kind of making that a protocol. That would be a cure for the world. That would be amazing, especially during this Women's History Month.
Exactly. Like I said, this episode came out, it was perfect timing. Everything that's going on in the world, it was insane.
Let's go ahead and move into our Grey's Anatomy memes. So this is a segment where, oh, I love the siren. This is a segment where we pull up some of our favorite memes and we kind of get comedic relief. But tonight we wanted to do something different because tonight's episode was so heavy. So we feel like we all walked away exactly how these three memes describe. We came into the episode not knowing what to expect with a smile on our face, and we all were just torn apart at the end. So the first one is me at the beginning of Grey's Anatomy episode versus me at the end of Grey's Anatomy episode.
Literally, the
next two are the same, just with different faces, because it was so accurate. Look at the face for the second one. Me, every episode of Grey's Anatomy, like, her face is red. Like, you just want to hide. And I felt like that. Watching it with you, I honestly felt like I wanted to be at home, curled up in a ball.
Right.
And the last one is also Meredith, and it's basically saying, me at the beginning of the episode versus me after.
I literally, when we would go to the commercials, I had to like take off my headphones and just like digest everything and just like get like a little breather, because it was that intense.
It was tough. So shall we move into some news and gossip?
Let's do it.
Here it comes. Boom.
Right on point.
I'm psychic.
You're good.
So we don't have much news and gossip for you guys today. However, we wanted to make note that on yesterday, March 27th, was Grey's Anatomy first appeared ever. So the first episode of the first season was on March 27th.
I didn't even know that.
And they paid tribute to it on their Instagram page, and the caption reads, "On this day, Grey's Anatomy first premiered, and we think about this glorious day and get ready for an incredible new episode. We're enjoying the Grey's Anatomy's cookies." And there was someone who donated cookies to Sat. And on the second half of the news and gossip, just because of the extent of this episode, we really just wanted to reiterate the PSA that the team put out, the Grey's Anatomy team put out on our social media. So tonight's episode of Grey's Anatomy covers very important topics such as sexual assault. Some content may be triggering for survivors and their loved ones. Please use caution while watching or rewatching, and call the National Sexual Assault Hotline if you need support. And that's 800-656-HOPE. So if you are watching and you may have gone through a traumatic experience, such as in this episode, we definitely want you to seek help and know that you're not alone, and we are standing with you. And that's all of our news and gossip for today.
Good stuff.
Thankfully, it's not too heavy. Definitely just want to show support for anyone who may be triggered by this episode.
And I love that they put that at the end of the episode,
yeah,
because it is something. It is important to know what you can do if you have gone through that situation.
So very quickly, let's do predictions.
Let's do it. I love these sound effects. Look at this.
In the chat room, let us know what you think is going to happen next episode, because I feel like it's just going to get deeper and deeper. So what's your prediction for next week?
I think staying with Joe, I think she's not going to be her cheerful, happy self that we're used to seeing.
Mm-hmm.
I think that she's going to go through some stuff. She's going to take a step back and not really involve herself with Karev. And just try and figure out, you know, who she really is as a person.
Yeah.
And also, I think this isn't the last time we're going to see her mom.
Oh, that's good. I agree.
We're definitely going to see more of her. We're going to dive deeper into the relationship. And there are going to be some bumpy roads ahead. But I'm hoping there's a light at the end of the tunnel. And everyone is happy and joyful.
So my prediction is opposite to your last sentence.
Really?
I do not feel like the show next week is going to be happy and joyful. I feel like it's going to continue down this path where it's pulling our heartstrings and it's heavy, and we're leaving the episode crying. And that's just because they wouldn't introduce us to this and then leave us to go back for the love triangle or, you know, more lovey-dovey stuff.
Yeah.
So my prediction is that it's going to get heavier next week, and it's going to, more storylines are going to be brought into it. So grab your tissues and get ready for that.
I'm not ready. I am not ready.
Let us know what you think is going to happen in the chat room. Even after we wrap up, go ahead and leave a comment on YouTube. Remember to subscribe and hit the like button. Thank you guys so, so, so much for tuning in.
Thank you.
Again, I'm Elena, and you can follow me on all social media platforms at @hey_itslay.
And I'm Benny Adams. You can follow me on all social media platforms at Benny J. Adams.
All right. We'll see you guys next week.
See you guys later.
Bye.
Our founder, Kevin Undergaro, and me, Maria Menounos, would like to thank you for tuning in to AfterBuzz TV. Remember, we're not just the first, we're the biggest in the world, and we're the only destination for all your favorite TV shows. Whatever you crave, we've got it. So go to AfterBuzzTV.com and check out our lineup. Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.